Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
3 o'clock. That was a mega mix. That was tremendous, David. Well done. All right. TJ is joining us. He looks fantastic. There you go. Get into it. So we got a lot of ground to cover, but Rico wanted to start by asking you a question, if that's okay.
Shoot.
So, Eastern Michigan.
Okay.
What happened in that last game?
Oh, the Toledo game? Yeah.
I didn't disclose what you sent me. I just said there were lots of expletives.
I told you Toledo was a good team, Mike.
Okay, your team blows. Can we fire Creighton? Can we be done? Okay, good talk. All right. So listen, let's
seriously.
What's wrong with you?
Michigan fans, and you like the University of Michigan. Have you opted out? Are you done for the year watching them? High expectations. You're nowhere near close to that. You're going to have to try to win one game just to be bowl eligible. When you look at all the games that you have, it may be Northwestern get you to six wins.
Opted out.
Yeah.
They're not
appointment
fully.
Viewing. They're not appointment viewing.
I mean, I'll have them on the TV. You know, if I'm home on a Saturday, then yeah, I'll watch them.
Will you skip the Ohio State game?
No, I'll watch that one. I mean, it's going to be a bloodbath, but, you know, that's tradition. Opted out completely? No, but watching less intently or passionate? Like, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think whatever happens, you're surprised. Even if they were to win this weekend, I don't think I would have some reaction that was like, oh, man, big time, because the season's already kind of is what it is. You know what I mean? So, and if they lose, it's like, okay, like, we know they stink this year anyway. So I don't watch with as much passion, certainly, obviously, as you do when your team's undefeated. Competing for, you know, a playoff spot, but opted out completely? No. I mean, I haven't embargoed them and said, you know, I'm disgusted by this team and I'm not watching at all. No, I'm not at that point.
Creighton hot seat.
Why do you still keep going back to that?
Because I can't stand him.
He never wins. You've never met him.
Because he never wins. I don't want to be friends with him like you. I want Eastern should be so much better than they are, but nobody cares. Let's just move on. Win them back, will you please?
Well, doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Yeah, again. So look, let's get to more relevant things, shall we? The Lions.
I didn't know you were so passionate about Eagles football, man.
Because I know you care, and I know it bothers you by what you text me, and I do feel bad, and I just don't get it. Yeah. I don't understand.
You get bummed when you lose to a bad Akron team and then blow a big, you know, fourth quarter lead against Toledo, who has been one of the best teams in the MAC.
Yeah,
it's frustrating.
Exactly. Especially when you're a power broker and a donor and a bowl rep. Now, listen.
Good point.
Let's get to the real deal here. Lions are never losing again.
Deja vu from Monday. Okay.
I'm being serious with you because the rules don't apply to this team. They just don't.
Now, is that your hope or expectation?
No, I'm just kind of thinking, you know what?
Those are two different things.
Well, here's what I comped them to, and you can laugh. There's only one other team in the last 25 years of football that's got a winning margin like they do. It's the 07 Patriots. Honestly, they're winning games by two touchdowns a game, Rico. TJ, sorry.
No, I know.
How the hell did I confuse you two?
No, they're on a heater.
So my point is, maybe in real time, it's happening. So I'm done fighting it. Like, should they lose this game Sunday? Yeah, they should. Back-to-back on the road, it's another playoff team, it's Sunday night, it's another, you know, you're going into somebody else's house, and they can't possibly be this hot. You know what? F it. Rules don't apply. Lions by a zillion. And by the way, David, on the picks, you got to change the lines. I told you, we're doing alt lines only. 3.5, make it 9.5. 9.5, plus 235.
Why stop there?
Fine.
Make it a college game.
13.5.
Go.
Bottom line, I'm asking you, look, you've been a part of great teams.
Yeah.
You've played in the league. You understand it doesn't work this way. I don't care how good you are.
Yeah.
But it's happening for them. Are we witnessing something special?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, just because what they're doing is sustainable. They've been doing it for a long time. You know what I mean? They've been doing it for 30 games, however long, you know, back to the second half of the 2022 season when they went on a run.
You want something fun? Last 56 games since the midway point of 22. 56 games. Do you know what they are against the spread?
56, 40-16?
41-15.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a surprise.
The greatest run in the history of the NFL.
It's incredible.
And a lot of it now, remember, last year and this year, that's as a favorite. Mm-hmm. You're hitting teams with cinder blocks.
Yeah, you're smoking for the most part. Yeah, but I think that's the thing that gives me the hope is that because it's not some fake – you know, oh, they're getting lucky. Every team they're playing has the worst game of the season when you're playing the Lions. It doesn't seem fake at all. It doesn't feel that way. It feels real. You know what I mean? This feels like who they are. They're no longer a team where you look at and say, okay, I think their identity is this. I think they look like this. Like, we know what they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and
now do I expect them to go 16-1? No, I think that's an unfair expectation to say as soon as they lose a game, oh, no. Come crashing back. You know
I'm
what
not
I mean? I
doing
don't
what
do
Costa's
that,
doing. See, Costa does the whole, this is matter of fact. I'm busting balls, but I'm actually saying nothing would shock me at this point. That's different than what he's doing. I'm just saying, TJ, there's certain teams, whether it was the Chiefs a few years ago, 99 Rams, 07 Pats. There was the one year in Green Bay. Didn't you guys go 14-2 or whatever it was?
Yeah, we were 15-1, yeah.
15-1, excuse me. The point is, you just in real time are watching it and you're going, all right, I'm not fighting this anymore. I'm just going to go with this. This might actually be who and what they are.
I'm there. They're a powerhouse. Yeah, no doubt.
Or you're like the, what was it, 99 or 2000 Vikings that only lost one game, end up losing in the championship game.
The Morton Anderson kick. Oh, yeah.
Hate to see it. You keep going like this. People will talk about you 20, 30 years from now. Oh, remember the 24 Lions, like you do the 85 Bears, like you do certain teams.
No doubt. And, you know, reality is you're not even at the halfway point yet of the season. So can you continue to do it? Yeah, I think you can. Do I expect it? Do I expect Jared Goff to go complete 80% of his passes the rest of the season?
Why not 85?
Okay. I'm not there. We know there's going to be one game where something's off with something. You know what I mean? It's just human nature. It's just how the season goes.
It was called the Baltimore game.
Right, but
he didn't do anything, and they still won by 50.
Good point.
62 yards passing, 52 points.
Yeah, that's a good point. But I think that, they're absolutely turning the conversation around, and the way that Dan Campbell gets these guys just to, like, ignore all that. You know what I mean? I think it's incredible. They just live in this, like, tunnel vision. It's us. We're, you know, it's Friday. This is the only thing that matters. You know, we're doing red zone today. Like, last week doesn't matter. This week doesn't. You know what I mean? Sunday doesn't matter yet.
Today, the most focused group in the league.
They are, no doubt.
They're the best coach team in the league.
And they're still one of the youngest teams. I think they've got a top eight, you know, youngest roster in the NFL. But a lot of these guys have been here since the beginning. And they've been through those hard times, and they're built just tough. You know what I mean? You come out of that on the other side with just different characteristics. And they just have this laser focus, man, that I think is incredibly – I admire the hell out of it, I'll tell you, because especially nowadays with the amount of distractions that are possible out there, they do an incredible job. And they're fun to watch. And it's at a point now where you're like – other teams are starting to – stress themselves out a little bit. And you watch that Tennessee game. You watched last week against Green Bay. I know you won by double digits. Did it feel like you blew them out? Not really, but it felt like Green Bay was pressing so hard that they were making the mistakes. And Detroit's good enough to say now, hey, if you're going to be making all the mistakes, we're just going to get the hell out of your way. We're just going to let you implode. You know what I mean? And they've done that a couple times against good teams. So that's a sign of a good team. When you face other good teams and you watch them have the desperation mode, that means they respect the hell out of what you're doing and kind of convinces you and validates that what you're doing is, you know, you're the top dog. That's how we look at it. I'm sure that's how they look at it internally as well.
So I want to go back to something you said. Chris Creighton.
Stop. No, all right. So listen.
Give me a name.
Zadarius Smith talked to me. Obviously, we all wanted help. We wanted a pass rusher. When you watch the tape, what in your mind as a former lineman, what are the Lions getting in Zadarius Smith, and how do you think it will alter what they're doing defensively?
I think he can fit right into this defense the way that they play. The four down looks, move him around a little bit. He's a great interior rusher as well. I mean, that's the one thing that stands out on the tape. He's not just a,
edge speed guy.
Not that. He's a complete player. And is he an all pro type guy at this age? I don't think so, but he still brings a lot of really good stuff to the table. And is he your best option right now? Absolutely. Yes. The guys that we've seen at the last couple weeks, the lack of pressure from anybody on the exterior.
Well, you built up that guy, Frank Muhammad, and then I'm like,
he did have a good game against Tennessee, but I think I kind of got lost in
the offensive line.
But he's a stud, man. He is a good player. And he's a complete player too. He's not a guy like last year you bring in, Bruce Irving, who's going to give you 12, 15 snaps on third downs and, hey, let's go try to get a couple hits. He's going to play 90% of the plays when he gets caught up. I don't know if that's going to be this week, but eventually when he gets caught up, that's going to be the type of player he is. And it's going to help you in the run game too. They've been hurting in the run game the last couple
weeks.
Here's
why.
Because they haven't been able to set an edge.
You just nailed it. Everyone focuses on Aiden. And what I said earlier in the week, and maybe you'll make fun of this, I said, guys, this isn't a replacement for Aiden. This actually is more of a replacement for Davenport.
No doubt.
That big edge setter, run stopper. And yes, he can rush the passer, but there is no replacing Aiden. There's no one on the market since you failed to get us Crosby. There's no one on the market that can replace. By the way, hey, Max.
We almost made the
Max,
first segment.
Maybe your family will show you this clip. How's your life? Hey, Max. 2-7. Get a tattoo of an L.
You're just tearing on my Eastern boys today, aren't you?
You could have come home, Max. You chose violence.
Hard to argue. Hard to argue, Michael. But you're right. I think that's a fair comparison where Smith is more of a pocket-pushing type edge rusher than a speed, flashy guy. I'm going to beat you with spins and all the stuff that we saw Hutch do. He's not that type of player.
But it can play a role.
And he fits into what this defense wants to do when it comes to collapsing pockets.
And he'll be the only guy who can line up inside and out that consistently, if they can single him up. And part of that will be your blitz looks and getting him singled. He can win one-on-one.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's why he's got the versatility to move around. If you notice, hey, they're sliding or they're chipping me with a tight end every play. Okay, well, good. I'll go move over the center. Let's throw him a five-man front. You can't double
I'll tell you right now, if you watch Houston on tape, and you're a defensive lineman, you're going to have a sportsgasm looking at Houston's left guard.
It's rough.
Who is there? Now, you're a former guard.
He just went on IR, too, so I think they're back. They're down to their backup.
Okay,
that guy wasn't even good.
The only person worse than the stiff they were starting at left guard. And here's their left guard. Water bottle. That's what Houston's putting out there this week. TJ, as a left guard, you have to cackle.
It's slightly atrocious. Embarrassing watching some of their pass protections. Yes.
Two words.
I don't know if that's much on the offensive line. I'll get to it. C.J. Stroud is not good when it comes to protections.
Okay.
He is a very college-esque.
I want to hear about
sliding this way and react to what happens.
This is good. I'm here for the slander. Let's do that.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view
of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
All right, TJ Lang with us. We'll get to the picks, Lions. Just the conversation about the rules don't apply to this team. They just are doing things that are not normal, and they're an absolute freight train. Now, you were saying something about Chris Creighton during the break. I'm kidding. You were saying something about Stroud. We had to go to break, and you were saying he's terrible about calling out protections, and you don't think it's all on Houston's O-line.
No, I don't think their O-line is great, especially the interior guys. Laramie Tunsil, left tackle, is a brick wall.
Dude, except the penalties this year.
Yeah, but when it comes to pass protection, run blocking, he is still what he's always been. He's a stud. But their interior guys, yeah, it looks like a lot of miscommunications, a lot of like just simple pass protection concepts that they don't get, which I don't think that's a coaching issue. A lot of times it's up to the quarterback. You get up to the line as a line and you make the call depending on the protection, right? You get a two jet, okay, we're sliding left. Three jet, okay, we're sliding right. And then it's up to the quarterback to read the defense, say, okay, guys, I'm kind of sniffing something out, do this. I don't see C.J. Stroud do that at all. I think he's a post-snap read guy, which is not good for being a quarterback. You got to be a pre-snap read guy. You got to read the defense, expect what's coming, anticipate it, get the guys on the right page, boom, okay, let's snap the ball. If you're wrong, whatever, we'll run a hot route, make it up. He just looks like, okay, call the protection, okay, you're going to go to that guy, cool. And then they'll get two blitzes from the opposite side, and it's like, oh, no, I didn't see that. You know what I mean? So I think a lot of it is on C.J. Stroud not getting him in the right spot.
Yeah, I didn't know post-snap read was even a thing.
That's what it looks like, though. That's what it looks like. It looks like he gets the snap and then reads the defense and then wants to, oh, shoot, okay. Where I think you can really confuse him. And you watch a lot of these sacks that they've let up at 30 or 31. A lot of it's just simple twists, simple stunts, simple blitzes. The key to pass protection, simplified into its dumbest possible term, you try to create as many 2-on-1s, 3-on-2s, or 4-on-3s that you possibly can. I'm watching clips from Houston's offensive line. They're triple teaming one guy, and then the other guys are one. You have the three guys just 1-on-1 passing off all the insane stunts.
That can't happen.
And I'm looking at it going, this is so easily fixable if you just slide the guys the other way. But I think that, to me, that screams a quarterback issue where he's not seeing the fronts. He's not seeing the blitzes. He's not seeing the disguise that a lot of teams are throwing at him, which I think is going to be a huge key this week for Aaron Glenn. How can you mix the pre-snap look, and then when the ball is snapped or post-snap, change it up? Because to me, C.J. Stroud, he's got all the talent in the world. But when you confuse things a little bit, he's just In my opinion, he's just not seeing it. He's not seeing what the defense is throwing at him.
Plus, the way you move your safeties around, it's really hard to read what the Lions are doing. You never know where Branch is going to be. He could be one place, and then 2 seconds before the snap, here he is, and all of a sudden, there's Kirby Joseph, or as he calls him, Merton Hanks. It's just, it's fascinating. It's good call by you. They just cannot – look, Ali McNeil should eat this week. This is a game this week, guys. He should have 7 or 8 pressures. I mean,
he did last week, too. I think he had 6 or 7.
He was
last
the only
week.
One. Yeah. He was their only effective pressure.
He's been on a tear.
But the CJ thing's interesting because we always think, okay, he entered the league as a star. That's the way it's going to be. It's almost like the league's caught up a little bit.
Yeah.
And tape gets out.
And we had this conversation a couple weeks ago about young quarterbacks and college quarterbacks and how everything's one read. I don't think they're really taught to read rotation anymore. Hey, this safety's coming down. We've got 2 receivers over there, but there's 3 defensive backs. Okay, alert goes up. Pressure probably coming from that side. Mm-hmm. You see that in college a lot, and I see it a lot with these young quarterbacks that are coming in. They don't adjust to the pressure like they should be. You know, and a lot of this stuff is very vanilla preseason-esque looks where you're looking at it and you're saying, obviously, the blitz is going to come from whichever side more defenders are on most of the time, mm-hmm. right? And I see, and it's not just Stroud. It's a lot of these young quarterbacks that I see. I think it's a college problem where it's just one read, boom, get the ball out. And you don't see really a lot of exotic pressures in college anymore because you got the evolution of the RPO. And, okay, mm-hmm. if we load the box, man, we're putting our corners and our nickels in a really tough spot. If he pulls that ball, throws it, little bubble route, boom, big play, we're done.
That's why they bought Wink back.
So I don't think quarterbacks are really taught anymore to read these NFL defenses and try to sniff out the pressure. That was something that the quarterbacks I played with, Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, that was their biggest strength, I thought, was seeing the field before the ball was snapped, getting everybody on the right page, not getting into the perfect play, but an advantageous play. I think it's a big issue with a lot of these young quarterbacks. What was that? It sounds like Hatchet.
No, it doesn't sound like Hatchet. Hold on, go. Do the head-to-head, David. I want to hear that one juxtaposed with the other one.
Oh, was that me? When did I say that?
Don't worry about it. We catch things live. God damn. Unlike Creighton, we adapt.
You're going to force me to censor myself.
No. Just have a good time. You're fine. Nothing bad will ever happen.
We'll just keep the drop for years in a bit. Yeah, there you go. we'll just hold this against your head for 5 years now.
So here's a stat I wanted to give you guys. You tell me if you value it at all.
Okay.
And it should just boost Lion fan confidence, right? We think they're the best team, and certainly the best team in the NFC. And if they're not the best team in the league, they're 1A with Kansas City. Because I think Baltimore, their pass defense is terminal. I mean, you're not fixing it at this point. So favorites away from home in the NFL this year, okay, road favorites, 33-18-2 against the number. It is the best season through 9 weeks in the last 20 years. And since week 5, a team like the Lions, a road favorite, 24-9 against the number. That's 3.5-point favorite. So it's like, okay, even though this is the way, you want to know why I'm doing bad in the picks? I never bet road favorites. Like it's death in the NFL. You know how hard it is to go on a road and win.
Yeah.
For the Lions, it doesn't matter. Oh, we're going to Minnesota? F you. Oh, hey, look. Hey, we just showed up in Dallas. Dead. Hey, we're going to go to Green Bay. The weather's terrible, and our quarterback's going to wear oven mitts. Burn your house down. So it just doesn't matter. This team, Campbell is doing the best coaching job in football. They're focused. They bring it every week. There's no leakage. They've had one game where I go, that was sloppy, Tampa. And that's 2 months ago at this point.
Yeah, and that was your basically, Rico, like you used to say, kind of your preseason, right?
Because they should be undefeated.
That was your second game, right? You're still starting to figure it out a little bit.
They had more yards. Laporta really wasn't himself at that point.
Not a lot of guys weren't, yeah. You're right, though. They don't make the devastating mistake. You know what I mean?
Look at last week. At one point in that game, Green Bay had more bad snaps than you had penalties. They had 9 penalties, 7 drops, 3 bad snaps, a missed kick.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love with the worst interception this side of Will Levis.
Yeah, that was awful.
What was the Lions' big mistake? There was none.
No, nothing. And well-coached team. 100%. You combine that with the talent that they have.
It's why I think they're winning
the Super Bowl. Recipe.
They're winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that pick that Jordan Love threw. My goodness. I know you're not supposed to. The one big key in 2 minute. Hey, listen, we can't get tackled in bounds. We cannot take a sack, right? Because then it's going to take time for everybody to get back. We're wasting a lot of time. They stole the timeout at that time.
Just turf it. It was a screen.
Right. I think I said that. It wasn't a screen. It was a play action pass that I think Josh Jacobs was reading. The quarterback was under pressure, so he tried to leak out late, give him an option, and it was just a terrible throw. Right? We all saw it. It was pathetic.
But you throw it at the feet.
Yeah, you just get rid of it.
Right. That's why you throw it at the feet, hits the ground, and it's up to the referees to say was it a receiver close enough or
man. Jordan Love is kind of, they asked me this on Monday and I didn't, you know, I don't mean it. I don't want to compare these two players and try to bash Jordan Love, but
he is
playing kind of Geno Smith-esque right now. Like, right now he is. His talent's better. I think we obviously know he's a better quarterback, but
the interceptions
I think you look at him and you say, if we can get pressure, if we can fluster this guy, he's going to throw an interception or two.
Well, he loves Geno Smith, so.
Well, Geno, I think he threw three last week.
That's his guy right there.
Yeah, my goodness.
You watch your mouth about
Geno
Smith.
He's kind of playing the same style, though, where he's getting reckless with that football, man, and it's
got to get fixed or they won't go anywhere. 248. All right, let's keep it moving. We'll get to the picks. We've got who said it. It's fantastic. And we got a new TJ drop. It's a great day. Well, we got to respect this segment, TJ. We'll get to the picks momentarily. We'll go ticket text first. And then you're going to present your hot board of Chris Creighton replacements. David?
False.
Will the Lions lose again? They haven't won on Thanksgiving in 8 years.
Thanksgiving.
Hopefully this streak ends on November 28th.
Oh, we're looking way ahead.
I'm being sincere. Yes. Will they lose a game somewhere? Sure. The difference is I'm done applying normal rules to it. I wouldn't be shocked if they just don't. Look at the way they play. Look at how they're beating teams. It feels like if they're going to lose, it'll be their fault. Who's on the schedule right now that is actually better than the Detroit Football Lions? The answer is no one.
Yeah, I'm with you. It'll take a game like we saw Chicago or Green Bay last year where four turnovers or a couple fumbles or, man, the ball's just bouncing the other team's way.
Yeah, you were just like, wait. Is this the same Packer team? Like, what just happened here?
Like saying, do I expect it to happen? No, but would I be surprised? Yeah, no.
Would you be surprised Sunday?
If they lose?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the NFL. Like,
no. Dude. Not to
would
them,
I be surprised?
I would be
disappointed if they lose this game.
Okay.
But would I be surprised? No. We've watched the NFL long enough to know weird stuff happens.
But not to them. I've just arrived at a point where they're operating outside of the margins. It's like with Kansas City. You go in expecting them to win every single game, right? Even in spots they're supposed to lose, the Chiefs don't. They just don't. That's what the Lions are doing. And even if they're off their game, even if they're not playing the best ball, what's happening? It's Patriot phase. They're getting the break. Somebody else will do something stupid.
Good point.
Oh, my God. Did their best player's head just fall off? Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, 50-50 chance at a coin toss? Oh, guess whose way it went again.
Yep. Well, see you later.
Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
A million and oh in overtime.
I know you're not a huge fan of his, but Baker Mayfield, that was sad.
It
when
was
they
reaction.
Lost the coin toss and he's like,
he knew it.
I'm going
devastated.
To take a shower.
Devastated.
I quit. Goulet.
Can we?
That was actually how Baker sounded.
Can we do two out of three?
Yeah, no. Just please, best of seven. David, go ahead.
The worst thing that could have happened to the rest of the league is the Lions blowing that lead in the NFC Championship game. They are hungry and focused. Someone else says, this season, the only reason the Vikings were in the fray was because of Monty's fumble. Other than that, they weren't in that game. This team is good.
Time out. Just to be fair, they were up 10-0 on you pre-Monty fumble because of a fake punt, and they had a really nice drive. You're right with everything else you said. You dominated the rest of the game. But let's not make up stuff now. That's kid stuff. Don't do that.
Nobody was more overrated going into this year than Jordan Love. People were calling him a top five QB because of 8 games last year. He is who I thought he is.
Guys, he threw like 800 touchdowns and 7 picks. He had San Francisco on the ropes the week before you did. He led a Packer team that was not supposed to be good, and he was awesome.
Dismantled Dallas.
Jesus.
Was the reason you got that second home game.
Yeah, by the way, you're the same fan base who keeps touching your own chandelier about seven games by James Houston 3 years ago.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Keep shining your snow globe.
Oh, regarding Michigan, someone says, good call, guys. I think I'm going to go catch a couple bass before the snow flies, not watch the game. Eric in Traverse City.
Can you still go to the apple orchard? Is it closed?
It's still open till Thanksgiving, I believe.
Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm sorry, tell. I am opting out of watching the Michigan game, but I will go to the Motor City Comic Con instead. Is that this weekend, Rico?
It is this weekend.
I'll be kayaking tomorrow, not letting Michigan ruin the last nice weekend we have.
I wouldn't either. But I just think if you're a fan and you don't have pre-existing plans, don't lie to me and say you're just watching other football. There's no way you're not tuning into that game. And look, Ohio State fans are going to be tuned in. MSU fans are miserable. We'll tune in. I mean, what the hell? Our pleasures, our team's not playing. And Aiden Childs will still throw an interception on the bye week.
How did Aiden Childs just take a stray? He's not even playing this week.
Over under. 1.5 interceptions.
He's not even playing this week, Mike.
Over.
That Nick Marsh kid is good.
Yeah, he'll look great at Alabama
next
year.
Yeah, I can't wait to see him in the SEC.
Yep. Can't wait till he's playing for Georgia.
Ole Miss.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Kenny will be polishing his fence post.
You want to put it on the board?
What?
He'll be a Spartan next year?
No, he'll probably be. I think he'll end up staying because he's got family ties, and I know there's a whole thing there about he wants his family to see him play. But then again, what if Miami offers him $3 million? I mean, hey, I got to tell you something. Nona,
you make travel out. Real easy for that.
Exactly.
Yeah. I can take three lunches.
Oh, you need a private jet?
No, it doesn't matter. Fine, you're right about it. Hey, great. Nice offensive line. I mean, what do you want? No, I'm saying it's just fine. We keep him. You get the principle of it. It's just here. It's hard to bother. It's so bad. It's so bad. David.
Michigan fan here. I'll be at work. Then I'll watch the game. Don't know why I do it that way, unfortunately. But, you know, I still love this.
Look, you can watch the game until it gets out of control. I mean, hell, TJ texted me last week, middle of the Breeders' Cup, and he's like, hey, I'm not being a blank. What happened in your game? And I'm like, bro, I turned it off 23-10. I'm watching horse racing. He's like, it's 7,000 to 10. I'm like, once again, I left at 23 to 10.
Well, because the day before, we were talking about, is Indiana that good? And
right.
I don't think any of us were sold on it. That's why I was like, what is going on?
When I text you back, I go, well, it started fun. We were up 10-0.
Right, see, his sports palette is vast because it's like, I never know what Mike is watching. So that's why I sent him something last week during the game, too. And he's just like, what?
You sent me Rick James humping a couch. I'm like, what happened here? And I turn the game back on. I go, oh, my.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, that was great. I'm happy for you, man. I know you love that kid. I know you love him. So is there a way you could make a run at Jason Candle? Get him from Toledo, perhaps?
Stop.
Okay. All right.
Maybe TJ wants to go into coaching.
Mm-mm. That's a big fat negative.
If he wants to be divorced.
Big old.
I'm not trying to be too forward here. I'm just telling you.
That got awkward.
Give me the reverse Kool-Aid man, David. That's my answer if I want to go to coaching.
The reverse Kool-Aid man.
No, TJ would prefer to not have to fight for custody of his children.
You know what? That got awkward.
Yeah, I ain't giving up half my stuff, bro. Just
read.
Okay. No.
Tell them about some pizza or something.
All right. Good talk. NBA is back. Who's excited, huh? All right. Hit the music, David. It's time for the picks. And we see if TJ can keep one of the great pick seasons in history alive. We start out in Denton, Texas. Army laying 4.5 as they travel to the Mean Green. What do you got, Rico?
Army doesn't have their QB, right?
No Bryson Daly.
And whenever I pick the military academies, they let me down.
That's right.
Let's go Mean Green.
There you go. You don't like freedom and apple pie. We go over to Kenneth Cott.
Rico hates America. I don't hate America. Give me Army.
I've
had a bad week.
Yes, you're going to have a worse one here because I believe in America as well. Let's go Army.
TJ?
David, I'm with you. Michael, I know you said Army's quarterback, their Heisman Trophy
His name's
candidate.
Bryson Daly. Have some
okay,
respect.
I'm sorry. Yep, can't believe I forgot that one. I'm taking the Knights. Give me the Knights. America.
Give me North Texas and the points. Air raid, tough spot, travel, no QB. Army looked like ass last week against Air Force.
They don't need a quarterback.
North Texas, they actually throw it this year, you ding-a-ling. Clemson laying 5.5 as they travel to Blacksburg. We go to Rico Beard.
Bird. You know what? 5.5 is the devil's number, but you know what? Dabo is a man of faith.
No. You hate Dabo. What are you doing?
I know, Mike. I just got a hunch. Give me Clemson.
Kenny.
To hell with Dabo. Give me Virginia Tech.
David?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't believe in Dabo either, and it's the devil's number. So, Virginia Tech.
TJ?
V-Tech getting their quarterback back. See that? That's big. And Georgia Tech, all four losses, they've been leading late in all four of those games. That's insane. I think they keep it close. I don't know if they win, but they're going to keep it close against Clemson.
And the Hokies. Clemson might lay down. I mean, their season is over. They're not going to make the playoffs short of a miracle run. Blacksburg, Enter Sandman. Give me the Hokies. Colorado laying 4.5. They travel out to Lubbock. Guns up. Rico Beard.
What time is this game kickoff? That's what I was trying to see.
I think it's 3:30.
Okay, so it's not an... Oh, there it is. Okay, 4 o'clock game.
4, yeah.
I don't know if it was a night game out in Lubbock or not. I don't think that that matters. I think that it'll probably be a blackout there. Give me the Red Raiders.
The Red Rockets?
Yeah, I wish this one was under a field goal. It is not, so I'll go Texas Tech.
David!
I also agree with you. Texas Tech can stop the run, and Colorado can't, so I'm going to go with Texas Tech.
TJ.
Texas Tech is also one of the worst pass defenses in college football, David, so that's why I'm taking Shedeur Sanders and the Buffaloes.
What did you just say?
What?
We'll move on.
What? What did I say?
You heard what I heard. Yeah.
Shedeur Sanders?
Oh, that's much better this time. Yeah. I'll take Texas Tech, and we'll just move on. Give me the Red Raiders. What? Please.
You're making stuff up. You're hearing stuff. Did I say anything wrong, David?
I didn't hear a
thing. Thank you.
Alabama laying 2.5.
What you think I said?
They travel. Just move on. They travel to Death Valley to take on LSU. Rico Beard.
Honestly, I have no read for this game. Both teams need this game like oxygen, like they're a goldfish in a leaky bag. Jeez. Roll Tide.
Okay, nuanced. Kenny.
That is gross. LSU at home with a replacement Tiger. Give me LSU.
Yeah, that's right. They went to the bullpen. David?
I'm going with the Tigers as well. They kill elephants, so let's go LSU.
We do not promote the injury or death of any animal on this show. Thank you. TJ?
I'm glad you said that. I was going to throw that in there, too. Brian Kelly reminds me of James Franklin. I think he's just a fraud. Doesn't seem to win the big games.
My family.
I'm sorry, beat a ranked Ole Miss team, which is also coached by another fake James Franklin-esque type guy. And they don't stop running quarterbacks. I'm taking Bama.
As they say over the loudspeaker in the building, and soon the sun will find its home in the West, and it will be Saturday night in Death Valley. Come on, man. Cue up neck. Let's get it. LSU. Gotta happen. It's got to happen. I can't. I can't with Kalen DeBoer. I can't stand his face. Give me LSU.
Old Eastern offense coordinator, by the way.
Yeah, well, you know what? Should have held on to him instead of that Santa Claus you got. All right, Georgia laying 2.5. They travel to the Grove to take on Ole Miss. Rico Beard.
I do not think that Carson Beck can have two bad games in a row like that. And as TJ so eloquently put, I don't believe in Lane Kiffin. Go Dogs.
Over to Kenny Cott.
I don't know if Carson Beck is any good, but I'll take it anyway. Ramming speed. Go Dogs.
David?
Who cares? I'm open for misery for you, Kenny. Let's go Ole Miss.
Once again, a quality Christian take from David. We go to TJ.
I'm with Kenny. Give me the Bulldogs.
Georgia can't run it. Carson Beck is a disaster. Ole Miss eats up front. Kenny, I don't want Georgia to lose. I got a future on him, but I'm taking Hottie Toddy. Give me Ole Miss. Michigan, Indiana. Indiana laying 14.5. We're living in a simulation. Rico.
Watching what Indiana does, Mike, they're good offensively, defensively, and special teams. Michigan may have a good defense, but they're lacking in the other. As Kenny liked to say, orbital ramming speed.
Kenny.
You know what else I like to say? What does the number say? Indiana ramming speed.
David.
All right, I'm going to do it again. Let's go blue, Michigan.
Oh, TJ.
I think for the second time this week, the big blue wall comes down with a red wave. I'm taking Indiana.
I like what you did there.
I like what you did there. Well, look at you. He's a regular commentator.
You get the slow clap.
I just, hopefully they're eating Wolverines. Give me Indiana. I hate Michigan. All right, the NFL. This will help foreign diplomacy. Here's the worst game ever, Germans. Eat this. Giants laying 6.5 at the Panthers. If they didn't hate America before, they're sure going to hate us now. Wow. Here you go. Welcome, Dusseldorf. Rico Beard.
You know what? I can't believe that this is the game. This is for you, Big G. Give me the G-Men.
Over to Kenny Cott.
This one's for you, Mike. Give me the Panthers.
Yes, that's the right attitude.
This one is for you, Mike. I'm sending up a prayer for the Panthers to win this game.
Yes.
Go Panthers.
We are highly favored and anointed, or whatever you say.
Hey, hallelujah.
Yes.
Why do we hate Big G?
Because he doesn't know what's good for him. He needs the Panthers to win.
It's the obligatory midseason tank for picks.
It's all I have.
Come on.
Five of the last six years of this. It's 5 of the last 6. They've opened up at least 2-6 or worse.
I'm going to pick the Panthers so you have a hope to get
Shadur. Yes.
Sanders.
Thank you. Much better than what you said before. People.
Did you ever see the Christmas Vacation movie? It's what's full.
I got it now.
Moving on. Listen, the Giants, they operate a spite store. They are Latte Larry. I need them to lose, they'll win. And I'll have to look at Dayball's stupid face. See, we're good, guys. I'm going to take the Giants knowing they're going to screw this up. But, David, your prayers are appreciated.
Wait, so you're taking the Giants?
Because when they need to lose, they win. That's why we have Daniel Jones blank stare instead of Jaden Daniels.
Well, if you're going to do that, you got to say it.
Gee, man.
That's a lowercase G.
Yeah. All right. Lions laying 3.5 on Sunday Night Football at the Texans. No Taylor Decker. No Taylor Decker. Won't matter. Go ahead, Rico.
We just going to skip the other two?
What are you talking about, buddy?
We got Bucks, Niners.
I'm sorry. I was like, I got emotional about the Giants.
He's got nothing left in the tank.
Niners. Niners lay the 6.5 going to Tampa, and my sincere apologies.
That's okay,
Mr. Beard.
Tampa, short week, overtime. McCaffrey may or may not be back. Give me the Niners.
Kenny Cott.
6.5, too many points. Give me the Bucks.
David, who has just prayed for the Giants, and David, when do the prayer beads arrive in the mail?
You'll see them real soon.
Dionne Warwick prayer line.
Yeah, CMC is back, but not sure how back, so I'm going to go with the Bucks.
TJ?
Yeah, I'm taking Tampa, too. Short week, I know that, but San Fran's got to fly all the way out to the East Coast. And 1 o'clock game.
Baker's playing elite. I think the Niners win, but they're like cockroaches in Tampa. You can't shake this team. Give me the Bucks for the points. I do think Rico's team wins. Steelers Commanders is sneaky good. Who knew, right? Commanders laying 2.5. We got Tomlin as an underdog. Rico. What the hell is that? I don't know.
I have no idea.
It was supposed to be the O's from the beginning of the Sunday night, but whatever.
Okay, just if will you please, Rico, go ahead.
Commanders.
There you go. Kenny.
David rooted for my Georgia misery. I'm going to root for his misery. Give me the Commanders.
Learn about his fair play. Fair? David.
Commanders.
TJ.
Wait. Oh, you're a fake fan.
I'm taking Russ. I'm taking the Steelers. Not because of Russ, but because of their defense. I think they can make Jaden Daniels' life
hell. And it's a rookie against a 3-4 aggressive blitzing defense. That takes veterans a couple of years to learn.
With Preston Smith now added to that group.
Ooh.
You hate your college team and you hate your pro
team. I'm trying to catch up to TJ here. I'm trying to be smart.
Just give me the Steelers.
Got him on tilt already. Not even halfway through the year.
Lions laying 3.5 at the Texans. Sunday
night.
9.5. Oh, alt line Fridays. Lions laying 9.5 on the road at the Texans. Alt lines only.
9.5, 3.5. Doesn't matter. Forward down the field.
It's the magic. It's the voodoo. It could be 9.5, 3.5. Give me the Lions.
Over to David.
It could be 21.5. I'll go Lions.
Right, half and half, whatever.
Right, TJ.
Well, the sad news that Evan Jenkins gave to us in the update.
No, Decker, doesn't matter.
That's concerning for me.
It doesn't matter.
Lions get it done, but
Dan Skipper is now eligible.
It's going to be enough for Houston to keep it close.
Lions, nothing makes sense. They win by a zilly. Those are the picks. TJ, watch how you pronounce people's names. 97-1.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.